In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thank you all for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Trump train all the way through November. And boy, do we need to jump on it now after everything that happened. We actually announced it here as soon as it came in Friday night at about, I don't know, Charlie, what was that, about 5:45 or so, and we found out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we'll talk some about that today. I mean, that is top of mind for a lot of folks on both sides of the fence. In fact, I have something I want to play here in just a few minutes as we get going here on the show. But to start with today, the impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 38% of people say this is a sign that you're a bad driver. What is it? Okay, not what I say. 38% of people say this is a sign you're a bad driver. Now, to me personally, as I'm driving down the road and I see other vehicles, one of the first things that tells me you're a bad driver, and I know it's not always the case, so I have to give a little grace where grace is due, but typically, if I see front-end damage to a vehicle, I typically know you're a bad driver. Why? Because typically front-end collisions only happen when you ain't paying attention, and you're really not a good driver. Something else to think in or to think about. Most people don't realize this either. As we get older, our depth perception changes. And folks don't really realize this, but as we get older and our depth perception changes, typically you will see on older drivers' vehicles, I'm not picking on anyone, this is just the facts, folks, and I've known this from being in the auto industry my whole life, you'll typically find older drivers have damage on the right front of the vehicle. Reason being is that's the hardest place for somebody as you get older and the depth perception changes to see what's going on with that part of the vehicle. Not saying they're a bad driver, but it's just one of those things that as we get older and our perception of depth changes with our eyesight and so on, that right front corner is the farthest away and the hardest to determine what's in front of you. And typically you'll find elderly vehicle owners with some damage, not always major, but some typically scratches, dings, things like that on the right front of the vehicle. It's something just to kind of keep in mind and, you know, keep a lookout on and be aware of. So 38% of people say this is a sign that you're a bad driver. Again, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 303-477-5600 is our phone number. Here's what we're going to do today. Got a special guest joining us at 315. We're going to talk about the business culture and the young people that are actually getting into the job market, how they are looking at the job market and how the job market may be affected by those individuals coming into the job market. And then we're going to do that at 3:15. And then once that's over, I'll come back. Jarrett Stepman is normally with us, but he's on vacation this week. So what we will do is we will have a full half hour of taking phone calls on the topic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's lots of discussion out there on what should Trump do? Should he nominate? Should he not? How does this affect things? Should the Senate get things confirmed prior to the election, after the election? So there's a lot to talk about there. I will give you some of my thoughts on it, which that's what I'm here for. That's what I do. So I will give you some of my thoughts on it as we move along through the show today. But it will be fun. Let's just say that. Andy actually just texted in on our answer of the day. Student driver, please be patient. 38% of drivers say that makes that a bad driver. Oh, Charlie says lack of turn signal use. You know what? Yes, Charlie, thank you for that one. I agree. And I think our guest is calling in a little early, so let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get our guests going, and we'll take a short commercial break here. Purify Chevrolet is up next. And speaking of driving vehicles and all of that, Purify Chevrolet would love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. It's pretty simple. Just go to Purify, and they will help you with all of what you need. New, used, doesn't matter. They've got you covered. 303-659-8311. Go to purifychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, folks, Golden Eagle Financial is next. And I was reminded of, I know this is going to be like, sounds like a stretch, but bear with me here. Was at a great event this past Saturday, Sons of Italy Car Show, which was benefiting the Caruso Foundation, which helps out kids that have disabilities and terminal illnesses and things like that. Where I'm going with that with Golden Eagle Financial is, what are you going to do in your retirement? Jerry Caruso decided what he was going to do during retirement. He started a foundation, and he's helping kids that can't help themselves and the families of those kids. So I'm asking you, what are you going to do in retirement? Are you going to be like Jerry and do something with what you've built? Or have you got enough money to even retire in the first place? That's where Al comes in. Al Smith, he is a financial, not planner, but a financial advisor, and he will advise you on the things that I'm mentioning. So give Al a call today, 303-744-1128, or go to klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods, they've got a great deal right now, 5% off of anything you order. And don't forget to pre-order your salmon that was just caught, and you'll have it fresh here in about another, 2 weeks roughly. Save5 is the coupon code at checkout, but check out everything Barber's has. It is the best meat you'll ever eat. Barbersfoods.com, save5 for your 5% Rush to Reason discount.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. Also, 5% of all sales for all items available from Barber's Foods will be donated to Save the Children in the month of September. You care where your food comes from, So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our first guest of today and the week, Casey Welch, joining us from Tallo, and it's T-A-L-L-O. Casey, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
I really appreciate it. First off, for those that are listening, because I had to look it up, I didn't know, so our listeners may not either, what is Tallo?
Yeah, so Tallo is a free platform for students and talent to come on, build a profile, showcase themselves, get connected to colleges, companies, scholarships, et cetera, all in one place.
Okay. Now, given that fact, and we've gone through this whole, you know, COVID, and in some cases, people have literally had to reinvent what they're doing, businesses have had to reinvent, and so on, how is that going to shift the way Gen Z does things moving forward?
Yeah, great question, John. So what we're seeing with the Gen Z users are, number one, they're being really resilient. They're adapting. One of the areas we've seen from last year to this year is, for example, we had asked a question about how important it was for them to build a professional brand online. Mm. And when we asked that pre-COVID, 59% said it was important. Post-COVID, 81%.
Wow.
Stresses the importance of creating that online personal brand.
And what you mean by personal brand is not what's on social media, but what they can offer somebody in the workplace, right?
That's exactly it, right? Not all the what they're doing or what activities they're participating in, but what are their skills, what are their abilities, what are their talents? They're in more demand now than even ever. And so giving them a place to be able to take that, the work that they're doing inside the classroom, outside, creative businesses, anything they have, they need a place to showcase that so others can find it they're looking for.
So really what, and make sure that I'm following you correctly, Casey, this is much like LinkedIn, only more concentrated on new workers entering the workforce, whereby employers can find where these workers are at. Is that, am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, a lot of times we get compared to, you know, LinkedIn for the next generation. So you really hit it on the head, John. So they're coming into the workforce new, they're coming back in, and it's not just important what they've done in the past, but actually more importantly what they want to do in the future, John. And
gotcha.
So where do they want to go next? What's that next thing they want to take on? We give them a way to showcase that and a way for others to find it.
Okay, so answer me this as an employer myself. If somebody out there is looking for those types of individuals, how does Tallo not only help the worker but help the employer?
Yeah, so, you know, employers across the country we've been utilizing, you know, Colorado, Lockheed Martin, and other ones. They come onto the platform, you know, to access over a million of our users across the country doing it. And now they can micro-target them. So they don't have the career events. They don't have those typical ways of in-person engagement. That's not stopping them. Business still needs to go on. So they come on to Tallo. They can go on. They can then access the talent and say, you know, show me all the talent within 30 miles of Denver, mm-hmm. Colorado, that has this skill, this interested ability. They can send that message directly to them, connect with them, and help, you know, hopefully connect them and build their future workforce.
Makes sense. You've got findings in the study that you guys have just done, too, and I've got some of these facts. 72% of respondents were interested in living and working in different places as a remote worker. Do you think the remote worker, you know, end of things, and I know this isn't a blanket statement because every type of business out there is a little different. Some can do remote work very well. Others, I think, are going to find, personally speaking, I think some are going to find it more of a struggle than others. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so you're seeing both. You're seeing companies that you never thought that they could do it are doing it. And they're actually doing it really effectively. And I think it's actually going to change the way that they do business. I think there's also certain ones that, as you mentioned, they're not set up. They're not set up to thrive virtually and remotely. And I think that's okay. So I think it opened a spectrum. I think mm-hmm. it opens the talent pool, though,
Agreed.
For a lot of these employers across the country.
No, and I agree. And with every you know, change that comes along. And I think those are the things that have happened with COVID is there's just change, you know, good, bad, otherwise doesn't make any difference. There's just changes that have happened. And in every, you know, the good employers have to look at that and say, okay, what are we going to do to make the changes necessary to continue to move forward? And to your point, some have figured out ways to remote work, cut some expense maybe in the process. I mean, I'm somebody right now, Casey, that I'm glad I don't own office space because I think the office space sector of the country is going to change dramatically, especially in downtown type areas. And I'm glad I don't own an office building.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, it, you know, what you're going to see, right, is, you know, we're incredibly resilient creatures, right? And same as business owners, right?
Those, right.
The way that we knew businesses offices are the way to before, they're probably going to look very different. There's going to be different people that find ways to utilize them. And in the same respect, I think we're going to see, you know, different ones being utilized different and different proactive, different strategies that were never in the game plan. You know, pre-COVID, who thought 50% of the workforce was going to go remote in 4 weeks?
Good question.
I don't know anybody that would have taken that
great
bet.
Comment. No, very, very good comment. You also have 39% of respondents said their geographic location was very important. And if you can dive into that a little more, what type of geographic locations? In other words, are certain areas of the country, you know, are they better suited for what we're talking about here? Or does it really just depend on the taste of that particular, or the needs, I should say, of that particular respondent?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting parts about it, you mentioned it being 39%. You know, when we did the survey pre-COVID, it was at 51%. So it really decreased. And so where geographic location became so, used to be so important to the person that they stayed there, they're now saying, wait a minute, maybe it's not that important, and I am more open to remote. I am, you know, going out maybe from a city to now going more rural because I'm not strapped to that job, but I can still do the thing I love.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The real estate market here in Colorado and a lot of our rural and, you know, even the outer suburban areas, Casey, is saying exactly what you just said because they're booming. There's just not enough housing inventory in those particular areas because of what you just said. I think a lot of people are figuring out that, wait a minute, I can have a slower pace of life. I can still get my job done. I can probably lower my cost of living when it's all said and done. And at the end of the day, have more money in my pocket.
You know, and can you blame them? Right?
No.
It's not a bad scenario.
No.
You know, give me Wi-Fi, give me signal, and, you know, I don't have to commute. I can have a better quality of life.
Yep.
I can have these different things. It's like you said. I mean, I think there's pros and cons to what we're dealing with. We focus a lot on the news and the negative.
Yep.
But I think there are some positives.
I agree.
Come out of it, especially for that rural worker right now.
Yep. I agree. Well, and what I've noticed, and I could be completely wrong, Casey. This is not scientific whatsoever. But I drive about 30 miles a day to come into the station. And do I have to? I'm one of those guys. I could probably do it remotely, but I enjoy the camaraderie, and I'm one of those guys. I just like being around other people to do my job and so on. But what I will tell you is what I've noticed. This will be interesting to see moving forward as to whether I'm right or not. But I see traffic on Mondays and Tuesdays being heavier than the rest of the week. And my gut feeling is if they're remote working, the day of the week they're going in to kind of maybe get the rest of the week dialed in is that early part of the week, and they're probably remoting in the rest of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense, John. What we're seeing with some of our employers, you know, you talk about that camaraderie, right? And that's the one thing that you cannot make up for it remotely. It's really challenging. We deal with that even internally here. But come in, get that game plan for the week, then go back wherever you need to go. And you're kind of set up and you can operate that plan. And if you need to change it the next week, you can still get it. So I think we're going to be in definitely a hybrid.
I agree with you on that one. And I don't think that that's... I don't think that's all that bad. In fact, you know, again, some of these things just jettison to where we're going to go that much faster. And yet at the same time, there's other things where it happens to maybe slow things down. And, you know, it's another discussion maybe for another day. Automated, you know, I'm a car guy. So the automated, you know, driving end of things, which everybody thought was going to be relatively quickly. No offense, Casey, a lot of that got put on the brakes because people aren't going to be driving as much as they once were. So it's not as big of a deal anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, with these things, you know, comes change, and it's going to be, it's amazing how quick everything is moving, right? Education will probably never be the same. Business will probably never be the same. And, you know, I think as long as we, you know, do it thoughtfully and work at it together, you know, it might be, you know, a really good thing, as we go forward, at least good thing to share more opportunities in different ways for more people.
Agree. Well done. Casey, again, how do folks find Italo, and if they're an employer that's interested, and or if there's somebody looking to be a part of what we just got done talking about, getting their bio out there, if you would, where do they go? What's the website?
Yeah, so they just go to tallo.com, T-A-L-L-O.com, and both of them can start building their profile and getting connected from there.
Perfect. Casey, I appreciate it very much. Casey Welch, thank you again.
Thanks.
You bet. Take care. And that good stuff, guys. And I wanted to have Casey on because, folks, it's whether you like it or not, the work end of things is going to change. We've noticed that even around here as a radio station. Things with COVID, we're realizing that there's just things that can be done other places than here. As I said a moment ago, I've got enough equipment and gear and so on where if I wanted to, I could do the show daily from home. You out there listening wouldn't know the difference. It honestly, quality-wise anymore, is so good that most people wouldn't know that I'm not in studio. I just happen to be one of those guys where I do like, coming into studio. But Charlie and I both have things to the point now to where literally I could do the show from probably anywhere in the world as long as there's an internet connection. I could do it, and most people wouldn't know the difference. And that's what's changing in the workforce, and you're going to see more of that. Like it or not, that's what you're going to see. Now, for me personally, as somebody that still drives quite a bit, and I know Charlie who travels to the station daily as well, I'll be honest, I'm liking the fact that everybody else isn't back on the roads driving into work because my commute, I'm still 8 months after COVID started, roughly, I'm still to and from work, here at the station in Golden, I'm about 34 to 36 minutes each way. And that's even with traffic, folks, where before that used to be a 40 to 50 minute drive, depending upon what traffic was like on the way home. That was pre-COVID. So am I liking the fact a lot of folks are working from home traffic-wise? Yeah, I definitely do. Now, I know that has other effects in other areas of the world, but you know what? For me personally, it works. Now, in retrospect with all of this, and this is something that I think ties into what we're talking about, insurance. If you find yourself working from home more, doing more things along those lines, you may even find yourself having some meetings and doing different things even around your house and so on, make sure that you're properly insured. And what I mean by that, if you're self-employed and you're having meetings at home, keep in mind that your normal homeowner's insurance may not be covering the people that show up because they're on the job now. You need to double check all of that with a good insurance agent. We have one. That's Paul Leuenberger. He is my personal agent. Ask him some of those questions to make sure that you're doing all that correctly and you're covered properly. American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Novus Auto Glass, see clearly now, no matter whether you've got a crack, a pit, or just a pitted up windshield where it's hard to see when that sun hits it just right, that sun glare. You can get a new windshield today. They'll work with your insurance company or give you a great deal if you want to pay cash. They can do it either way. RushToReason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S. Again, RushToReason.com/Novus.
John Rush personally uses Novus Auto Glass to maintain his fleet of company trucks. All of his trucks tend to be in the same place at the same time on Friday mornings. So every Friday morning without fail, John's local Novus guy comes by to check all of the windshields on his company fleet. That's at least 50 different windshields. On the spot, any new little chip or crack gets immediately repaired. Since John self-insures his glass repair and replacement, Novus offers him a discounted cash price. Even more importantly, John saves a lot of money in the long run by repairing those chips and cracks immediately instead of waiting to replace all of those windshields down the road. He'd much rather pay $40 or $50 per vehicle for regular repairs than pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to replace each of those windshields. Take care of your company vehicles. Visit rushtoreason.com/Novus now and schedule regular maintenance for your fleet. Novus Autoglass, the inventors of windshield repair.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and Michael wants to help you out with all of your estate planning needs. Don't leave your estate or your personal belongings in a mess when you leave this earth. Get that handled today, Michael Bailey Law. Again, find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
When Michael Bailey creates your estate plan, you only talk to Michael Bailey the whole time. You don't need to press zero for the operator when you call Michael Bailey Law Office, because Michael Bailey himself answers the phone every time. Michael Bailey personally ensures the accuracy of your legal documents, and Michael Bailey remains available to answer all your legal questions. Choose KLZ's mobile estate planner and only talk to the attorney. KLZradio.com/estate.
It's a wrap. The I'm a Trumpster Minority Tour bus vinyl wrap, that is. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, creators of the I'm a Trumpster Minority Movement, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, join me. We'll find out how the Minority Bus Tour is going and what responses they are getting as they bring this huge, beautiful 42-foot bus into the communities. Plus, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors will share updates and tips regarding the PPP loans and more. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, you all heard the news Friday evening about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I real quick, just want to get this out. I want to play something in a moment that I think Joe sent me the link of. We had to clean it up so I could actually play it on air here, which Darby did for us, so I've got that ready to go. But there's a lot of folks on the left especially saying, well, Ruth's wishes were... dot, dot, dot. Here's the reality of that, and the reason why I'm not even saying what her wishes were. It doesn't matter. She's not in charge. I'm not talking ill of the dead. What I'm basically saying is, you know what? Once you're dead and gone, you're dead and gone. What happens afterwards is whatever happens. You're not in charge anymore. And on top of that, Ruth wasn't in charge of her seat on the Supreme Court. It's a privilege, if you would, to serve there. I look at it that way. It's a privilege to serve, and that's what she was doing. And when you're no longer there serving, it's the president, as far as I'm concerned, the president's obligation to step in and start that process all over again. It's called our Constitution, folks. I don't care if it's in an election year. I don't care what else is going on in the world around us. That's how our system works. That's how our republic works. Don't let any liberal or any Democrat tell you otherwise. Okay? I mean that sincerely. Not talking ill of Ruth whatsoever. There's multiple ways to honor her, but keeping her seat open is not an honor. That's not how I see it, folks. Again, if you lost your job tomorrow because you died, and your wish is that your boss doesn't replace you for 3 months while something else is going on, let me tell you what, that ain't going to happen. You're going to be replaced within weeks after dying in your current job. And I'm not wrong in what I'm saying, and that's not a morbid or a wrong thing to say. It's called life, folks. That's what that's called. But I want to play something for you. This is a really short clip of, this was a liberal that was driving that recorded herself when she got the news of Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away. Let me play this.
You guys, I'm driving your car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Could this year get any worse? Ruth, you just had to make it to 2021.
Okay, that's what liberals are thinking today. I have to laugh. I'm sorry, but that's just, I mean, I get where, you know, the left is coming from, and we would feel the same way, I guess, at times if somebody, you know, one of the conservative judges passed away. I get it. I understand. But to throw a temper tantrum and a screaming fit because Ruth didn't live until 2021, that's actually, folks, really, really pathetic. I've got something else I want to play real quick before we take our first call, and this was a interview between Stephanopoulos and Pelosi, where he was asking her questions about the nomination of another Supreme Court justice. Here we go.
Some have mentioned the possibility, if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session, that you and the House could move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination.
Well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now.
And that's what she said. And she goes on and then has, like, a few seconds later, like this almost robotic reset where she's like, good morning, it's Sunday, and blah, 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 blah. And you just go out and watch it for yourself. Let's take some calls, though. Ken and Bertha is next. Ken, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John. Do people seem to have forgotten that back in 2016, when Trump won, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is supposed to be neither Democrat or Republican, trashed Trump mm-hmm. with her mouth?
Yeah, she did.
It was evil. It was evil.
And I'm going to say this, and again, this is not, I'm not, I would have said this when she was alive. Ruth Ginsburg, and this is very well known. In fact, I was listening to NPR this morning. I wanted to hear what the other side had to say. So I was listening to NPR this morning. And here's what NPR basically gives her a bunch of credit for, Ken, is using her seat on the Supreme Court to advance all of her liberal agenda. And NPR basically said what I just said. It didn't say it exactly that way, but that's essentially what they said. And that is not what the Supreme Court is for. It's not about what you or your beliefs are. It's about the rule of law, correct?
Now, correct according to the Constitution, but Obama would agree with them, and so would have Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, they're both wrong.
I know, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, like, pretty hot right now. Like, she's steaming.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to add the one thing, you know, of all the people on earth between her and Pelosi and Obama, she might have been the biggest hater of God. You know,
she might have been the biggest hater of God and Donald Trump, to be honest with you, Ken.
Yeah.
And let's add one more. Let's add one more to that list, because I firmly believe this, Ken. She was a hater of God, a hater of Christians, and a hater of Trump.
See, that's the key. And, you know, it's like when the people were against Moses, God told them, no, they were really hating God. They were just speaking out against Moses. And I think the same thing with Trump, you know, that they just, it's like, you know, nobody ever says anything negative about Allah. Allah's, you know, they got to defend him.
Right.
If I say something negative, they want to shoot me.
Right.
Well, if somebody says something negative about Jesus Christ, I just smile. You know, I don't need to defend him.
Nope.
He can smush him if he felt like it.
Yeah, he can defend himself. Well said. Yep. Good point.
Exactly.
Ken. Yeah, it's interesting, again, what the left has to say in all of this. You know, there's even quotes of Joe Biden back in the day, you know, basically saying the same thing that we're saying today about our side. You know, I've got a quote. It's frankly ridiculous. There is no Biden rule, Vice President Joe Biden said in a speech at the Georgetown University Law Center. I made it absolutely clear I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman, even a few months ahead of a presidential election. And of course, today he's not saying that about this situation, but it's funny how liberals flip-flop all the time.
Well, and really the true reason they're flip-flopping is because the Republicans held the Senate before, so they did not have to do a confirmation.
That's right.
The Republicans hold the Senate
right
now. That
right
is what the deal is. If the Democrats had have held it, the Senate, they would have.
They would have had their confirmation
when Obama was in.
That's
they
right.
They would have had the confirmation.
That's exactly
we would
right.
We have Jim some other Christian hater.
That's right.
Possibly in there right now.
In the left right
and
now.
Now
I mean, they're going as far right now, Ken, as to try to figure out if, which isn't going to happen, but if Joe Biden were to get elected, how they can even add more seats to the Supreme Court, because they're really just fit to be tied that it's going to be stacked on the conservative side of the fence. I mean, you would think that that hell froze over because there's going to be one more conservative and now things are out of balance in our favor on the Supreme Court. Even though we've had it the other way for eons, they're now getting a taste of their own medicine and they don't like it.
But, you know, let me ask you something. Have you given thought to the time? Now, you know, God never would kill anybody. He doesn't do any bad stuff that the people keep putting on him. But he could hold somebody on for a little bit longer.
Well, and here's my thought on that, Ken, real quick. First of all, Ruth should have stepped down when Obama was president. She's 87 years old when she passed. She would have been, that was roughly 3.5 years ago. She would have been, what, 84? No offense, I'm not saying that an 84 shouldn't be on the Supreme Court bench, but the reality is, had the left had a brain, but their problem is they're so stinking proud they don't even realize it. But she should have stepped down when Obama was president, thereby giving them another 20 years plus of a liberal judge there. But you know what? That's their problem, not mine.
No question. I'm just saying, is this timing maybe beneficial to Trump?
I don't know. That's part of what we're talking about today. Because, Ken, I don't have a good answer on that one. One side of me says yes, another side of me says no.
The reason one side of me says yes is because they're trying to win the election by cheating.
Yes.
So he has a good reason to ram her, whoever the next person is, through, because he knows there's going to be court cases.
It could be.
And they're going to go to the Supreme Court.
Very well could be.
So,
and
I don't know.
And again, it's up to, you know, all Trump has to do is nominate as president. It's then up to Mitch McConnell in the Senate to do the confirmation process and do it in a pretty quick manner, which, by the way, I think the least amount of days it's ever taken in the past was 23 days. They could do that again if they had to.
Yeah. And without McCain, that's more possible.
Yep, there's going to be a couple of dissenters, you know, Alaska and Maine, the two senators there. Well, you know, that's what's going to happen, but, you know, hard to say what goes on.
They're saying they're not certain about that. Nobody is saying for definite they're going to be a dissenter. Because if they pick, see, I think if he picks the right candidate, maybe somebody that's Latino or somebody that's black and a woman, if he can find one.
There's actually a Hispanic judge on the 11th Circuit that he appointed a few years ago that was confirmed very handily at that time, which would be a great pick. Andy and I have been kind of discussing that back and forth today. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But, you know, there's a couple of really good, solid choices. The one that you're talking about, Ken, is Barbara Lagoa.
Yes. And so I think, with the right candidate, the dissenters, that the woman, well, I can't even remember her name up in Massachusetts, she just might, because she's afraid of this. She's afraid of, you know, being too tight to Trump.
Right.
Well, but if they turn around and, you know, nominate somebody that could help her, you know, and her bid.
That's right.
It might change everything.
That's very well said. Ken, I got to run. I'll take another call before a break. I really appreciate the phone call. 303-477-5600. What do you think of the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? 303-477-5600. Patrick and Peyton, you're next.
Hey, John. He stole all my thunder.
That's okay.
I was going to talk about Barack Obama's election year, you know, his last term appointment that didn't get confirmed. So,
yeah, and my son, and to your point, Patrick, and my son, you know, Richard just sent something in a moment ago that said, even though it was an election year, 2016 was different. The Dems didn't hold the Senate. It's a big difference, and that's what Ken just said, and we're going to keep saying, but that's something that we need to keep letting the left, you know, keep reminding the left of, I guess. It's our job, Patrick, to do so, is to let them know that it's not equal. It's not the same as it was in 2016.
Uh-huh. So I also wanted to point out something. Friday night, I was flipping through channels, and I went on to Stephen Colbert on his late night show.
Okay.
And I just happened to catch a snippet, and he was talking about President Obama and how President Obama allowed 200,000 people to die. He said there are 200,000 preventable COVID deaths. And I was thinking to myself, how can you bald-face lie like that and sleep at night?
That's a great question. How can they?
You know, these 200,000 people who died of COVID was a preventable thing. He doesn't know the mitigating circumstances behind how these people died. And
and here's the reality. He's not reading the data, because even the CDC has come out and said that roughly about 6 to 9% of all of those deaths died of COVID only. So, you know, 10% would be 20,000, which I think is even a high number, Patrick. So the reality is 180,000 died because of comorbidity.
Right. It's just so frustrating that, and probably his audience are just there, and I said out loud audibly, I said, I wonder what flavor Kool-Aid is that everybody's watching, or, you know, that
they drink it.
Kool-Aid.
They definitely drink it.
So,
yep.
Thank you for your time, Jeff.
No, you're very well. Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. We'll come back. Mike in North Glen, hang tight. We'll come back and talk to you. Save the Children is next. Let's save kids' lives around the world. And with Save the Children, we can do that. They do the heavy lifting. We just give. They do the rest. 1-800-570-5155. SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
You know, there are millions of kids right now who are living in poverty. As a matter of fact, one out of every five kids in America today is in poverty. And many of those families are the families of our veterans, men and women who have served us in the military. Our friends at Save the Children are standing in the gap for these veterans who know what it's like to deal with unexpected situations in the battlefield. But then you come home and you've got school closures and isolation, can't get to your doctor's appointments. That puts an extra layer of stress on families who already have a lot to deal with. That's where Save the Children can help. Helping children of wounded veterans. Just one example of the vulnerable and often overlooked and forgotten kids right here at home that Save the Children represents. Now, it's really very basic. You give a $100 donation to Save the Children today, and that will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Just $100 can do that. A $300 donation can provide that same child with food for an entire month. Go to Save Children KLZ right now and make sure that these kids don't need to worry about where their next meal is coming from. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Ascent Health Center is next. Dr. Julie Marchio, and she would love to help you feel better. Yes, feel better. If you're not feeling well, see her today. They've got some great free, yes, F-R-E-E, free tests they can do to determine what's going on with you and why you don't feel the way you should. 303-343-8800 or AscentHealthCenters.com.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Mike in North Glen, you were there, dropped off. Call me back. I'll get you right on air, 303-477-5600. Anybody else wants to call in, talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, feel free to do the same. 303-477-5600. Do you feel this is a help or a hurt to Donald Trump's election in November? All right, so Charlie found another clip of Pelosi, of what I was talking about earlier, where she was in an interview with George Stephanopoulos. Here we go.
10 states, as I said, on Friday, started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend.
Okay, I don't know. It's almost like she was doing a reset there. Charlie says like a robot would. I don't understand what she was. And she wouldn't have stage fright. That's not Pelosi. I don't get what she was. I don't understand what she was trying to say. I don't know whether she was trying to be cute or smart or not answer the question. It's Nancy. I honestly don't have an answer for you, folks. I really don't know what she was doing. The quiver, by the way, that they keep talking about, or the arrows in the quiver, I should say, is impeachment of either Donald Trump, which, let's face it, that ain't happening. They've been down that path. It didn't go anywhere, so that's not happening. The other quiver that they keep talking about is potentially impeaching Barr, which, by the way, that one's not going to happen either. So I really don't see them having any ammunition left in the gun. My feeling is they've spent all of that. Got to sneeze. Hang on. I hate that, Charlie. All right, I'm good now. I don't see them having any other ammunition in their gun to shoot bullets with. I don't think that, well, let's face it, they don't always think. Therein lies the problem. They think they have ammunition to go against Donald Trump. What they don't realize is they literally, they've spent it all, folks, at this point. They've got nothing left. Trump has said, I think sometime today even he said, he would nominate a woman to the Supreme Court. Nominate. He doesn't confirm. He just nominates. Keep that in mind, everybody. He did confirm, though, that he would nominate someone either Friday or Saturday of this week. A woman. He didn't say which one. There's been a list out for many, many months now, like actually several years, on who he would pick. And it's not known which one he will pick. But there's several. We'll go through some of those tomorrow when Andy's with us. But Trump has said that by this weekend, Friday or Saturday, he will have a pick. And is that the right move? Is it not the right move? Frankly, he's in one of those positions where you're sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't. He's going to have some of his base be extremely upset with him if he doesn't move forward with the nomination. I think if he doesn't run a nomination, he also runs the risk of if something really bad were to happen in the election itself and he somehow lost, I think he would look at what would happen to the country on down the road and the fact that he missed an opportunity to put a conservative judge on the Supreme Court. Keep in mind, it would take an act of Congress, literally, to add anybody to the Supreme Court as far as additional seats go. So I think what Donald Trump would look at, if he had to look at himself in the mirror after November 3rd, he would have to look in the mirror and say, I had a chance to seat someone, and we blew it. Now, I understand that there is enough time, theoretically, that he could wait until the election is over, then nominate someone, ram it through the Senate, and make that happen. The problem being, just so you all know, there's a little seat down in Arizona that potentially could flip. We don't know yet, but it could flip as early as December. If that were to flip, then the secondary part of what I just said, and if Donald Trump were to wait and nominate someone after November, he may very well not have enough Senate votes to confirm whoever he nominates if he waited until after the election. So trust me, all of his advisors and even he himself, Donald Trump is a very, very, very intelligent person. And don't think for one second that he hasn't ran this scenario through his head. As I said earlier, Ruth has been unhealthy for a long time now. Ruth should have stepped down during Obama's presidency. That's a fault of hers, and that's pride on her and the Democrats' part in not stepping down during Obama's presidency, where they could have replaced her with somebody that would still be there. That's on them, by the way. That's not on Trump, And that's not, that has nothing to do with honoring, quote unquote, Ruth. If Ruth had been honoring her own party and had been honoring in what she felt was the country, she would have stepped down during Obama's term as president. She didn't. And as far as I'm concerned, they're going to get what they've got coming to them. And folks, this is a battle. This is a battle of all battles. It is a battle for the republic. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. That's what this is. So for Donald Trump to not move forward with an appointment right now, with a nomination, I should say, would be political suicide. I think he kills every chance he has of potentially having a landslide victory in November. Now, there's others that would say that depending upon who he nominates and how that goes, it could hurt him. It could even hurt him with conservatives, blah, 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 blah. I don't agree with any of that. I don't think he's going to get hurt on the conservative side in nominating someone. Others have said, well, if he nominates somebody before the election, that's going to bring out liberals in droves. Maybe, maybe not. That you know what? That's a tough call. On the same token, depending upon who Trump actually nominates, and Andy and I'll talk about this tomorrow, if he does nominate the Hispanic, young female Hispanic judge that would make a really good fit, maybe not my best pick, but would be a good fit right now, if he goes that route, he still wins in a landslide in November, I feel, because there's a lot of folks that I think would jump on that bandwagon who might even be Biden supporters that would jump over and say, oh, look who he just nominated to the Supreme Court. I guess he's not so bad after all. Those are my two cents. I don't have a crystal ball, folks, and I don't sit, thank God, in Donald Trump's shoes, because you know what? Again, no matter what he does, he's going to be wrong. Be a terrible place to be in his position. But you know what? I do have the faith, because I helped elect him, that he's the right man for the job. He will make the right call. Mitch McConnell will make the right call on what we need to do as far as confirmation goes. And I'm fairly confident that we will have someone confirmed and handled as soon as possible. Will it be before the election? It's possible. Don't be surprised if it is, because I think the Republicans know they need that done and handled to help out their conservative voters on their behalf as well. In fact, it may even help some of their conservative races, i.e. Cory Gardner, in states like Colorado, depending upon who Trump actually nominates. And trust me, every one of these angles has been looked at, talked through in great, you know, at great lengths. And his advisors know full well what needs to happen next. Now, are they always going to make the right decision? No, there's mistakes made all the time. But I do believe in this particular case, he has no choice but to nominate someone, which he's going to do. And by the way, that is not dishonoring to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her job is over. It's done. Honor her in any other way you want to. And those of you that are on the liberal left that think otherwise, I'm sorry, you're dead wrong. You're just wrong. You can say otherwise, but you're wrong. So we'll talk more about this throughout the show today and even in tomorrow with Andy. In the meantime, Enchanted Kitchens is up next. Make your kitchen that part of your home where people gather, they have fun, they enjoy it, and they leave saying, wow, what a great place to hang out. In fact, so great, I'd like to do that to our house. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, one last thing I want to mention here before we go to our top of the hour break. We'll come back, two more hours coming your way if it's close to 7 o'clock and you're listening to our replay. I do appreciate it very much. But one thing in closing here of this hour that I want to make sure I mention, and the problem I have with folks like Ruth, who just passed away, is she used her seat on the Supreme Court to push her own personal agenda through. And that's documented very well, not only in the movie that was made about her, but it's just very well known. She put forth her feminist views, whatever you want to call them, that's what they were. She was very good at putting forth her feminist views on the Supreme Court, and even prior to that. I have a problem with that because that's not what that seat is for. That seat is to uphold the rule of law via the Constitution of the United States of America. It is not a place to push your personal agenda. That's what Ruth did, by the way. And as a side note, because of Ruth's pride, the Democrats are where they are today. I said that earlier and I mean it. Ruth should have stepped down during Obama's tenure as president. There was 8 years there. This is on them, not on us. Don't forget that. We'll be right back. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.